It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We've got Julie Olson, the Executive Director for Advocate Safe House Project, with us today, along with Sarah Buckley. Time to talk about LunaFest, hosted locally by the Advocate Safe House Project, and they share the funds that are raised partially with an organization called the Chicken and Egg. LunaFest happens this Saturday at the Hotel Colorado, and again this year there will be three showings of the LunaFest films at the Hotel Colorado.
Yeah, last year we added the 2:30 matinee, and we are going with it again this year because it was actually the second most popular showing we had last year. Mm. And for folks that attended last year, we will have the bar open for the 2:30 showing this year. Have no worries.
Okay. So
that was important last year. That was some feedback we received. So.
All right. Well, hey, whatever it takes, right?
You got it.
Get the folks in the seats. Tickets are reasonable, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. LunaFest, as Sarah kind of alluded to, is a film festival. It's a nationwide thing. They have these screenings, if you will, all over the country, hosted by various organizations like Advocate Safe House Project. These are films by women about women's issues.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. How many this year on the list?
There's seven this year.
Is that the same number that we've always had? It seems like a little fewer than normal.
Yes. Okay. Actually, this is the first year from my recollection mm-hmm. where the shortest film is actually 9 minutes long. Usually in years past, we've had ones that have been
like a minute 90, and a half.
Yeah, like 90 seconds, you know. So this one being the shortest one being 9 minutes, and then the longest one, there's two that are 16 minutes long. So in years past, sometimes there have been like nine films, but, you know, they're a little bit more meat maybe this year to each of the films.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to eat while you're drinking. So that's really good.
Yep.
There
yep.
you go.
Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
That'd be correct.
Well, of course, talk about each one of these films because you have screened them ahead of time, right?
Yes.
And kind of checked them out just to see what they're about so you can talk about them with us, aside from the fact you're just curious anyway, right?
Yeah.
By the way, tickets are sold through the LunaFest website, which is lunafest.org. I'm sure that there's probably a link from advocatesafehouse.org as well.
Correct.
If you want a local website to start from.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just $20 in advance, $25 at the Hotel Colorado this Saturday. Again, 2:30, 5 o'clock, 7:30. I always forget to ask this question until the end of the conversation, so let me try and ask it now. Is this a family-friendly? Are all of these seven films family-friendly?
Yes. So LunaFest from the national organization rates this as PG-13.
Okay.
However, seeing all of these films, you know, as long as you're willing to have the conversation with your kid, these are all true, you know, real life situations that people encounter. So there are some that have sensitive topics and some that might be triggering for people. But if you're willing to have the conversation, you know, a middle schooler could find true benefit out of coming to LunaFest as well.
So interesting. You had mentioned, obviously, PG-13. It equates perfectly. A lot of times when we talk about stage plays and that kind of thing, I'll ask, well, if this were a movie, what would you rate it? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So something along the lines of PG-13. And again, that usually, it's so interesting. That's usually the answer I get is, well, as long as you're willing to have a conversation and not just let it stand on its own, obviously, you know, you need to have those talks with your kids and make sure that they understand your values and, you know, generally what that means in your family. I know that's important to a lot of folks to be able to do that. And again, we'll talk some specifics about each one of these films a little bit later on. There are some ticket outlets as well. Susan's Flowers in Carbondale. always one of our longtime favorites. Mm-hmm. Treads in Glenwood, and then Misty's Coffee in Sylt is also selling tickets for LunaFest. They're selling the pre-sale price, so $20 mm-hmm. in advance. Any special requirements like cash or check only for the ticket outlets?
Correct.
Okay. So, obviously, if they're doing you a favor, you don't want them to have to pay the credit card fees.
Absolutely.
If you're looking to run a credit card, lunafest.org is the way to go.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to put it on a card, it's lunafest.org. If you've got cash or you want to pay with a check, it's Susan's Flowers in Carbondale, Misty's Coffee in Sylt, and Treads in Glenwood. And you can always pay at the door this Saturday at the Hotel Colorado as well. Will you be set up for cards at the door? Okay, so just cash or check at the Hotel Colorado, and then the Hotel Colorado is taking care of the bar, so obviously that would be...
It's a cash bar.
Whatever, okay.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is there is an ATM at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
So, and it's right by the front door for us, by the Devereaux.
By the Devereaux room.
By the front desk.
Okay. Okay, local inside joke. It's next to the Devereaux room at the Hotel Colorado. Will you have to have a conversation with Walter Devereaux before you actually...
Well,
Hopefully not.
Hopefully he won't show up. But if he does, okay. We're going to charge him $25.
Again, the website is lunafest.org. Do they have samples of the films on the website, by the way, or a little
paragraph? Little trailer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, seven different films by women talking about women's issues, which we'll discuss here in just a minute. Again, the local website is advocatesafehouse.org if you want to learn more about them. And we'll cover all that territory when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Julie Olson and Sarah Buckley from Advocate Safe House Project, hosting LunaFest again this Saturday. Again, you can get tickets at lunafest.org. If you want to pay with a credit card, that's the way to go. If you got cash or you want to pay with a check, you can do it locally at Treads in Glenwood, Susan's Flowers in Carbondale, Misty's Coffee in Sylt. Three showings this year, 2:30, 5, and 7:30, and Hotel Colorado will have the bar open for all three of those showings. So let's dive into each one of these. Again, seven films this year, so less than there have been in the past because the shortest film is, what did you say, 7 minutes?
Nine minutes. Yeah.
Okay. And so let's start at the top. Where do you want to start? Let's
go. The first one's actually the shortest film that we have.
Okay.
And it is Pearl. And this is actually the only animated or CGI, I suppose, film that we have this year. And Pearl is a ball of yarn, and she is starting her first day at Bro Corp, the Brotastic offices of Bro Corp. And we're going to follow her on her journey to see if she has to become one of the boys to fit in.
Interesting. Okay. That's obviously a topic that's actually in the news a lot lately.
Yes.
You know, we hear about the gender gap and the fact that for the same job, typically women don't make as much as men. And is that what this is about, or is this more about just the culture that comes from? Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Being seen and being heard as an equal.
And being taken seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, LunaFest is all about films by, for, and about women. And I asked if LunaFest films are kid appropriate. You said PG-13. These are also appropriate for guys.
Absolutely.
Right? It's not like you're alienating anyone.
No. These and LunaFest actually changed their tag a little this year to rated equal. So it's by and about women. In the idea that it's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. A little bit more inclusive, maybe. Yeah. You know, that's the complaint you always hear when there's any talk about equality or anything is, okay, don't make it, what am I trying to say here, so aggressive that it actually excludes.
Absolutely.
You know, it should be balanced as opposed to one either direction over the other, which
Definitely.
Is a complaint I hear in my news feed all the time. Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, that's so a huge topic. Just saying.
The name of that first film is Pearl. Again, it's the only animated, or you'd still call it animation, even as CGI, right?
Okay, this is Julie, but what is CGI?
Computer-generated.
Okay. Image.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I just watch them.
Yes.
Right, exactly. What's the next one, Sarah?
So you have Ballet After Dark, which this one actually strikes close to Advocate Safe House Project in that this actually follows a woman. It's very much your documentary style. And she has created a program called Ballet After Dark following her own sexual assault. And it empowers women that have survived sexual assault and domestic violence to find their strength through ballet and dance. And it's actually a really beautiful film, and the first from my recollection, I don't know, Julie, if you know further, but the first film from my recollection that's actually an in memory of someone. And this is a film in memory of, I may botch her name, but Aisha Millicent Fraser. She was a mother, educator, activist, dancer, LunaFest committee member, and then domestic violence victim as well.
And it's you said in memory, meaning she's no longer
correct.
With, okay.
Yeah, she passed November of 2018.
Wow. Okay. Again, some of these films may be a little serious and may have some darker themes, and that's why it's important if you do take the kids. You know, these are conversation starters potentially.
Absolutely.
And you said that LunaFest considers these PG-13,
yes.
Which is always a good that's not the Motion Picture Association rating,
right.
But that's a good rule of thumb, I suppose,
yes.
If you're thinking about bringing the kids, boys or girls.
Correct.
So Pearl, Ballet After Dark.
And then we have There You Are, which is one of our two longer ones. And this is actually a trans woman that feels as though she's having to dress back as a male to go and say goodbye to her dying grandmother. But it actually takes a beautiful twist and shows us and talks about acceptance, love, and truly being seen for who someone is.
All right. There You Are.
Yes.
Okay. So you're dealing with a number of issues there, actually, not the least of which is, you know, the death of a family member, mm-hmm. which is never easy.
No.
Correct. Never easy. Correct. Especially if there are unresolved issues, which it sounds like there are in this situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, you can learn more and you can read the little paragraphs about each one of these and see trailers for a lot of these films at lunafest.org. You can also buy tickets there if you would like to do that. So we are almost halfway through the list.
Yes. Our next film is the one that we have right before intermission, and it's called Xmas Cake, you know, like Christmas
mm-hmm.
cake, This American Shelf Life. And it's very interesting. Christmas cake is actually a term that was – and from my understanding from the film, it has fallen out of popularity, but was actually a popular term to refer to women in Japan. And the film dives into the term Christmas cake a little bit more, and it actually looks at how it degrades women. And this one actually touches a little bit on one woman's suicide related to being devalued by society for reaching a certain age.
Again, LunaFest this Saturday at the Hotel Colorado. There is a matinee again this year at 2:30, then 5 and 7:30 showings of LunaFest this year, all seven films. Again, you mentioned that you've got the first four followed by a little intermission, Sarah.
Correct.
So what happens during intermission? Just a social hour? Will you have some discussion? Or what'll happen then?
It's a quick little bathroom break, refresh your drink, grab another bag of popcorn, a little social stuff, and then we just dive back into it.
Okay. And we will dive back into it. Plus, we'll talk about Advocate Safe House Project. Again, they share the funds with the egg, the chicken and the egg. I was going to say the egg and I. No, 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 no. That would be the breakfast place.
Yes.
Which is actually First Watch now. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, they changed a year or two ago. Just a branding thing, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, back in a minute. You're listening. We're all over the road today, folks. What can I say? You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections again this afternoon. We're talking about LunaFest, hosted locally for the last 12 years by the Advocate Safe House Project. Again, you can get tickets at lunafest.org. I'll give you the ticket outlets, the local ticket outlets, a little bit later on as well. Again, tickets in advance are $20. They're $25 at the Hotel Colorado this Saturday. Julie Olson is the executive director for 25 years next month.
Correct.
And Sarah Buckley, what are you going on, 3-4 years now?
Five.
Is it really that
yeah.
long? Wow. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Sure does.
Absolutely.
Again, there are 7 films on the LunaFest lineup this year. We're kind of running down the list. Pearl, Ballet After Dark, There You Are, and Xmas Cake. The films before halftime, before intermission. Mm-hmm. So, Julie, Advocate Safe House Project, again, been around for 30-some years.
Mm-hmm. 33.
I knew I was close.
Yep, yeah, very good.
And for once, a shot in the dark actually hit its close to the mark.
Good job.
At least within the outer ring, right? Maybe not center, but, you know.
Close enough.
That's right. That's right. Advocate Safe House Project, and I'm trying to remember the slogan, encourages healthy relationships.
We promote healthy relationships.
Promote healthy relationships.
Yeah. Free from violence through education, advocacy, empowerment, and safe housing.
And, of course, you can learn more about Advocate Safe House Project at advocatesafehouse.org. Again, maybe one of the biggest things you do, certainly from a staffing standpoint, is you provide a 24-hour helpline which people can call.
Absolutely.
If they need any help.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have 2019 numbers yet?
I do. I literally got them done like this last week, but I put
them
in a format.
Because you knew I was going to ask.
Well, actually, no, I have a board meeting tomorrow, so why. But I thought, hey, this is a good opportunity to share some things. So actually, in 2019, we worked with 484 different survivors of domestic violence and or sexual assault.
How does that compare to previous years?
It's pretty close. I want to say 477 for 2018 off the top of my head. I don't have 2018's numbers. So it kind of fluctuates depending upon a lot of different things. But we're about the anywhere from 450 to 550 at any given year, depending upon. And so that includes people who are in the safe house. And last year we had, I'm looking really quick, we had 24 adults, families, that were in the safe house, and I don't have the children number with me, but we provided 2,365 nights. And the previous year, I think it was like 1,800 nights. So huge difference.
Trending up a little bit, but still in the ballpark.
Absolutely,
generally.
Absolutely. We're anywhere between probably 1,800 and probably 2,400, depending upon, because it really depends. If someone comes in and they have a family of four children, for every night, that's 5 nights. That's how we count it.
Gotcha.
So if someone comes in and they don't have children and it's 1 night, it's 1 night. So it really depends.
Gotcha. And obviously, you work closely with law enforcement.
Absolutely.
Because frequently the first responders are called that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's domestic violence or sexual violence,
mm-hmm.
They're called first, and then they refer folks to you as part of their process, right?
Absolutely. And we also get referrals just through other human service programs, services. An example would be Planned Parenthood. It could be Family Visitor. It could be Literacy Outreach, Youth Zone. I'm just trying to think of off the top of my head. But also the DA's office. So once you know, when I say the DA's office, so now that there's been an arrest, so now it's a criminal offense. So now it goes through the district attorney's office. And then they have victim witness assistants that certainly we work closely with. So,
how many paid staff do you have?
We have 7 full-time paid staff, and now we have 5 part-time. And the part-time equal like a half-time person.
You have a bigger staff than I do.
Well, okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But we also have volunteers. That's huge.
That's what I was going to say. And that's primarily who mans your phones, right?
Correct.
On the crisis line?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're the ones, they are the, like, for us, they are our first responders in a sense. So that's who, sure. If you call our 24-hour helpline, and I'll give you the numbers in a second, that's who you'll access first during evenings and weekends. During the day, the staff, the full-time staff cover it.
Okay.
But yeah, they're so instrumental. Like they gave us last year over 4,500 hours of service.
That's huge.
It's huge.
And it sounds great on a grant application, too.
Absolutely. It really does. It helps us tremendously. So keep it up. And if you'd like to volunteer, please call or go to our website, and you can just click on, you know, contact us, and we can certainly contact you with that. And we will be having a training come March.
How long is that training, and what does it involve?
Okay. The training entails approximately 30 hours. And the reason for that, it's really important because we are special in the sense that if our advocates and our staff have to have this training for 30 hours, 15 hours, we then qualify for privileged communication. And what that means is that it is as strong as attorney-client privilege. So what is said to us stays with us. We do not release that information to law enforcement, anybody, unless the victim or the survivor that we're working with signs a release of information. That's the only way. So, and for sexual assault, we need to have 30 hours, and that's by state law.
30 hours over how many trainings?
Just that initial training.
But how many days?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, now it's a combination of online training as well as in-person training. So it normally goes anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks, depending upon how it works. And Crystal Young is the person who is in charge of the training. So if you're interested, you can just contact her via email, which is Crystal, CRYSTAL, at advocatesafehouse.org.
And the main office number for Advocate Safe House?
Is 970-945-2632.
2632. Again, that's the office number.
Yes.
So if you're looking to ask about volunteering.
Absolutely.
About those requirements.
Yeah.
So 30 hours over a few weeks.
Yeah.
Give or take. Again,
yeah.
Some in person, some online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing with some kind of test to prove that you actually understand the information that you're given.
Actually, the only ones that's really is the online for completion.
Okay.
All right. Because when we're in person, we get to see you. We get to see how you're working. And if we can see that there's perhaps, I hate to say this, but there's a deficiency or a challenge or something, we'll work with you.
Okay.
Because we understand that the biggest criteria is being able to listen.
Mm.
You don't have to do. You have to listen.
So funny. Just yesterday, I was Netflixing the TV show Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
You remember his old
time? Yes.
I'm listening. You know, every time you would answer the phone, right? And that's exactly what it's all about, mm-hmm. a big part of your job.
Absolutely.
Considering the number of hours, overnights, and weekends that you use volunteers, I imagine that's a constant need.
Absolutely.
When is that training coming up again?
It's in March.
Okay. So if you're interested and you'd like to learn more, have a conversation with someone about whether volunteering for Advocate Safe House Project would be right for you, give them a call, 945-2632. Or just go to advocatesafehouse.org and click contact. Or if you want to email the person that's in charge, it's crystal@advocatesafehouse.org.
Correct.
And that's CRYSTAL, just like the Crystal River.
Yep.
All right. And again, that website is advocatesafehouse.org. Again, Advocate Safe House hosts Luna Fest for the 12th time this Saturday at the Hotel Colorado. Showtimes at 2:35 and 7:30. Again, if you go to lunafest.org, you can see a little paragraph about each one of the films, each one of the seven films, plus a little trailer. We talked about Pearl, Ballet After Dark, There You Are, Xmas Cake, and then after intermission, what do we start with, Sarah?
We're going to start off with Game. And this one actually is a look into the sports world. And people that are familiar with sports might see some familiar faces, actually, in this documentary. But for this one, think of, if you're familiar with the movie Mulan, think about that for this movie. There's this idea of needing to maybe look and fit in to being one of the guys.
And she'll bring honor to us all.
Ah, to herself.
Let's get down to business.
And her family.
Sorry. Not that I've ever seen that movie. When you have three girls that are right in the middle of the demographic, it happens.
Absolutely.
Over and over and over and over.
Yes.
So again, that the name of that one is Game.
Yes.
What's after that?
After that, we have a film called Lady Parts. Be prepared for a little bit of humor in this one, as well as possibly, not possibly, but definitely a dancing tampon.
Okay.
So what's the last movie?
Okay.
The last movie is How to Swim, and this is actually the only movie that has subtitles. This year. And this one looks closely at the desire for one woman's connection with a mother or mother figure.
Okay, interesting. It's frequently we hear about, you know, the struggles between the dad and the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, those struggles exist with other members of the family as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Swim is the name of that one?
How to Swim.
How to Swim. Okay. It has subtitles, so what language is it in? Or does it just not have any speaking parts?
The filmmaker is from Tel Aviv.
Okay.
So Hebrew?
I don't know. It might be, yeah. I'm not positive.
Perhaps. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. I guess I can make it through one film with subtitles. I always feel that I miss the action when I'm reading subtitles, you know?
Yeah.
I focus on, even if it's in English and the subtitles are on,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me sometimes. But we can make it through one.
Yes.
Again, if you'd like to learn more about any of these films, you can do that at lunafest.org. Again, you can buy tickets there as well, $20 in advance. Or if you want to wait until Saturday at the Hotel Colorado, they'll be $25. Again, all these films are rated PG-13 at the worst, if you will. And again, the important thing is if you do want to bring the kids out, just make sure that you have some conversations. Make sure that, you know, do you have any questions about what you saw?
Absolutely.
And again, it's not just for mom and the kids. The entire family is welcome.
Absolutely.
Again, LunaFest changed their tagline this year a little bit. It's award-winning short films by and about women for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So including dad.
Absolutely.
I know that sponsors are a big part of this.
Absolutely.
As well.
Without sponsors, this would not be possible at all. So at our executive producer level, we have Alpine Bank. At our producer level, we have Jimmy John's, which is new this year, and Women's Health at Valley View.
Were they freaky fast about getting you the never mind.
Yes, absolutely, they were. Yes, they were. So, and
that sounds like a great idea for lunch, by the way, now that you mention it. Sorry.
Yes, pick it up, bring it in. At the director level, we have Awesnap Photo.
Don't miss the photo booth.
Yeah, we have a photo booth, and it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, absolutely, it's a lot of fun.
I'll meet you there.
Okay. We have Big Horn Toyota, Carol and David Howder, First Bank, Glenwood Springs Ford. At the film lover level, we have Colorado Audiovisual. They are the ones that have the screen and the projection system, so we have a good quality program here.
CAV does a great job.
Yes, they do.
You'll find me working for them from time to time in the summer.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
And then at the film lover level as well, we have Glenwood Insurance Agency, KMTS Radio, SGM, and new this year as well, is the Property Shop. And then we have, at the Luna Fest supporter level, we have Defiance Rafting, Electrical Outfitters, Flooring America, Hotel Colorado, Mona Lisa, Ladies Unique Boutique, and Sunshine Travel. So it's really, we have a lot of support for this to make it possible. But something else that I want to let people know, that if you can use your ticket, whether it's on your phone or your actual physical ticket, to get 10% off at the Hotel Colorado's bar and restaurant, the Polo Lounge and the Baron Restaurant, this weekend only.
So if you are at Luna Fest and you get something from the bar, you can use it at that time?
Absolutely. For food.
Okay, for food, but not for the alcohol.
Right.
I think there actually might be like some kind of rule against that, actually, now that I think. I don't know.
I don't know. But that's really a good thing.
It's above my pay grade.
Right. Last year there was a group. There were, I don't know, maybe a couples of, there was like 6 to 8 couples. And they went to the movie and then they went and had dinner and drinks afterwards. So it was really a date night for them all. It was really kind of cool to see that.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, you can learn more about the films and buy tickets with a credit card at lunafest.org. You can learn more about Advocate Safe House at advocatesafehouse.org. Again, you can buy tickets to Luna Fest in advance through probably Friday, I would guess.
Yeah,
business hours on Friday. In Silt at Misty's Coffee, and Carbondale at Susan's Flowers, and in Glenwood at Treads. Again, that's $20 in advance. If you want to just show up Hotel Colorado Saturday, it's $25. Again, all of these are appropriate for families around PG-13. So kids under 13 may be not as appropriate. Obviously, each family is a little bit different, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
The important thing is with teenagers, probably want to have some kind of conversation with them, just to make sure that, you know, they understand the content and why this is an issue, and ask if they have any questions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And if they're like me, they'll probably still be confused. But that's a story for another time. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't yet?
We had mentioned, but I want to mention again, that we will have our photo booth, and then there are door prizes as well, along with free popcorn and Luna bars.
Free popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why didn't you say so sooner? And free Luna bars as well.
Yes.
All right. Again, lunafest.org is where you can buy tickets to Luna Fest. Again, it's this Saturday at the Hotel Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you ladies next year, if not before.
Sounds great.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you
for
you
bearing with me.
No problem.
Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.